Hi, welcome to Psychic Tapestry. I'm Ken Kessler and she's Toni DeMeo. Hi, Toni.
Hi, Ken. Hello, everybody. It's lovely to be here in our premiere show.
It kind of is our premiere show.
Yes,
we have
it
some
is.
Exciting news that we want to share. And usually this is the point where I give out the phone number, but we don't have a phone number for this show, for this episode, I should say. We will, going forward, we'll have a way that you can call in. But we have some exciting news. We've been doing the show on Zoom now. I think this is the third time where we record the show on Zoom and then we upload it. We've been uploading it to Blog Talk Radio, which puts it up there for everybody who is on Blog Talk, and also distributes it to some places. So if you have been finding us wherever you've been finding us, and thank you for finding us, that's how that works. This is going to change going forward. Psychic Tapestry started on Blog Talk Radio in June of 2013. It has almost been 11 years. And I thought about hanging in there until June, because then it would be exactly 11 years, and I really like the number 11. But we're going to go ahead and make a change. Psychic Tapestry is not going away, but we're going away from Blog Talk Radio. We've been there for a very long time, but what I wanted Psychic Tapestry to be, I wanted Psychic Tapestry to be a way to convey what I think is a very important message that we all go on, that love never dies.
Yes.
I think that's really important. And I have been able to figure out a way, not because I'm a genius, I have just been able to figure out a way that I think this podcast will be able to reach more people. And this is not about ego.
No.
This is not about ego, and this is certainly not about money, but this is about being able to reach and get our message to more people. And that's really what I wanted to be able to do. And so here's how it's going to change. If you're listening to this on Blog Talk Radio, this is probably the last episode that you're going to hear there. We have a page on psychictapestry.com where it says listen, and you click on that page and it shows links to a whole bunch of different streaming sites that currently have Psychic Tapestry as well as Blog Talk Radio. Over the next couple of days, and this is Tuesday, March 26th, by the way, over the next couple of days, I'm going to be moving it to a new host, and we will be on a lot more streaming sites.
Wow.
I don't know if the links that are currently on our listen page will remain the same, but I'll be keeping an eye on that. And if it changes, I'll change the links. So you'll be able to find us on any, whatever your favorite streaming site is. Well, almost any. I'll say that because that's how things work. If you want to be a part of the show, if you want to listen live, or if you want to be able to call in, that information will be on our social media pages probably the day before and the day of the next episode. And right now our schedule is on every other Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see how that goes moving forward, and we may tinker with it, but we'll let you know. I am hoping that the Zoom information, the way I've worked it out, there's a meeting ID. So if you open up Zoom and it asks you if you want to search for a Zoom meeting, and you put in the meeting ID, or it asks you for the meeting ID, you put that in, and that's how you will find us. And the meeting ID that we're using is supposed to be the same now for every episode. So you don't have to worry about, oh, I didn't find today's secret number.
Okay. Right.
It's not going to change. If Zoom makes it possible to have a special number that we can request for our meeting ID number, I'll try and do that so it'll be easier to remember. But if not, I'll be posting it. You'll be able to find it. We're at facebook.com/psychictapestry. And on X, formerly Twitter, at Psychic Tapestry. You'll be able to find us on either of those places. And I hope that you'll connect and follow us so you'll be able to find these. I'll also be posting links to new episodes on some of these new streaming sites so that everybody sort of gets the hang of it. Because we don't want to lose anybody along the way.
No.
A lot of you have been with us for many years, and I'm very grateful. And I want you to still be able to find us. So jot it down, psychictapestry.com, where there are links to everything, or facebook.com/psychictapestry, or at Psychic Tapestry on X or Twitter, whichever you prefer. And that's where you'll be able to find information about upcoming episodes. What else are we going to talk about, Tony? Do you remember?
I don't know. Do you want to talk about our history a little more? How did you come to create Psychic Tapestry? It was toward the life after death, that there is no death. That was your main
purpose. My main thing. I will be willing to talk about that for me. And I don't want this episode to be too long. So next time I'll make you talk about you. How's that?
Okay.
I was working with somebody before
we met.
Before Tony came along, and it was somebody who opened things up for me, not quite against my will, but without my permission, I'll say. And you know, that's not even the point of it. I went to a I don't even know what they call these events now, where you
psychic
go.
Fair?
It wasn't a psychic fair, where there's a medium and then everybody sits in a bunch of chairs. It wasn't a seance. It was just in a shop and
message circle.
I was very curious because I had long been interested in this kind of stuff, but I was also very wary because I didn't want to be tricked, and I wanted to believe, but I didn't want to be fooled.
Yeah.
And my wife and I went, and we had been told before going that we should think about who we wanted to hear from. And at the time, I didn't really have any relatives that were close to me that I could think of that had passed away. So I didn't know who to pick. And I just thought it would be nice to hear from somebody and have them tell me two things: that they loved me and that they didn't think I was a screw up.
Aww.
And I mean, I know that sets the bar kind of low, but that's really, I didn't have any unfinished business with family.
Yeah.
I didn't have a close relative that I had shared a lot of intimate things with that they would be able to tell me something secret that no one else would know. So that was where I set the bar. And we went to this thing, and the medium was giving messages to this person and that person, and it seemed real. I'd never attended anything like this, but it seemed real. And I thought, they're going through a lot of trouble if this is all just to trick me. That they have all these other people here pretending. So I didn't know what to think, because it was very real, seemed very real, but I didn't have any sort of validation about it. And then she said she has someone, and it sounds like his name, I think he's saying his name is Paul. And my Uncle Saul popped in my head. He had passed away in the mid to late 80s. Hadn't thought of him in a long time. But as a kid, I didn't get to see him a lot. We were not geographically closed, and there was no social media in those days. So I didn't get to see him a lot, but he was so funny, I thought. And part of that was because I was a little kid, and he had a very thick accent, so it sounded like nonsense stuff that he was saying a lot of the time. and to a little kid, that's comedy. That's
it so, is.
but he was a good man, and I loved him, and he popped in my head. Nobody said anything. So I asked, could it be Saul instead of Paul? And she said, he's nodding his head, yes.
Oh.
And I felt like I was feeding the name, so mm-hmm. I still wasn't sure I believed. And she said, he wants you to know that he loves you. And he says, and look at all that you're doing.
Aww.
And it was just the way she said that was just the way I can imagine him saying that if he were still around. So there were some cracks in the skeptic. And when we were driving home, I told Lisa, well, that's a pretty generic message. And she said, but it's exactly what you said you wanted,
right, you wanted to hear.
So yeah. It was hard to argue with that. So I started looking into this stuff, and I went to another one of these gatherings, and this was at somebody's house, and was the same medium. And I'm not trying to be cryptic. I'm not mentioning her name because I believe she has retired now. So It doesn't matter anyway. But anyhow, she said that she had my grandfather.
Oh.
And I'm named for my grandfather. He passed away a few months before I was born, my mom's father. And I was always told what a great guy he was and all this neat stuff. And I would love to have met him. So I asked what the message was. And she said, well, he's showing me this big black book. It's like a binder or something, a big folder. And he says that he left it for you, and he thinks you'll really like it.
Wow.
And I thought, well, that's great, but he had passed away. But at that point, it was almost 50 years. I have no idea where any of his stuff would be if, you know, mm-hmm. if it still even exists, or who to ask. It wasn't like I could call up an aunt or an uncle and say, by the way, do you have any of Grandpa's stuff? Did he leave a black book for me? Because his ghost just came through and said that he did. So I couldn't really do anything with that, but
no.
Okay. So a week or two later, maybe, Lisa and I were at home, and we were talking about mustaches for some reason.
Oh.
And I had a relative, I don't even know, a great-great, maybe another great relative in their uncle, I think, who had an amazing, thick, curling up at the ends mustache.
Oh, my Lord.
You know, very typical turn of the century into the 1900s kind of thing. And I just felt like the way I was describing it wasn't good enough, but I knew I had a box in the garage of old scrapbooks that another family member had left me, and I knew I had a picture in there. So I went and I got this box, and I brought it in the house, and I opened it up, and I moved the first scrapbook, and under that was this big, black, oversized photographer's folder, and it had a post-it note on it that said, for Ken.
Oh my God.
And I picked it up and opened it, and it is this beautiful, professionally done photograph of my grandfather. And
this is fascinating.
Maybe I won't edit it out.
Don't
even
edit
though
that.
Even though people won't be able to see it.
Let me see.
But this is the book.
Oh my God, yes.
And
that's how before I
show any more of it to you, I want to say that this box of scrapbooks and stuff is something that I got from an aunt who passed away around 1990. Could have been 91, maybe. But she had in her house all these old scrapbooks, and she always promised she was going to tell me who everybody was. But somehow we never got to that. My sister went and got these for me. I wasn't there, but she sent me or brought me this box. It was a big box, lots of stuff in it. And I had it for almost 25 years.
Wow.
Moving from place to place, I went through every item in that box. I knew what was in there. And the box, because of just time, started to sort of fall apart. So there were years where there were at least twice that I can think of that I took everything out of that box and put it in another box just to keep it safe. This folder was not in there because I would have noticed a folder that said for Ken on
it. Oh, yeah.
But it was not there. But somehow it was there now.
That's amazing.
There is my
grandfather. Oh, my God. There he is. Oh, my God. He looks like such a great guy. He really does. Like super intelligent, great sense of humor. I can read him. Lots of fun.
Now, I get that this is audio, and maybe we'll start uploading these onto YouTube. But I didn't mention that to Tony beforehand, so I'm not going to just spring that on you and do that tonight. But
it's okay. I don't care.
Finding this made me a believer because I knew it hadn't been in that box before, and it was there now. And it's exactly how it was described, and it says for Ken on it. And it was my grandfather, and he was right. I was very happy to have this. I had since showed it to my mother. This was a picture she had never seen.
Isn't that amazing?
And it's just incredible. And I feel so fortunate that this happened for me because this is, for me, this is tangible proof.
Yes, it is.
This is evidence that we go on because I know I can't prove to anyone else that this wasn't in that box all along, but I know that it wasn't. And I think that's kind of how this works.
It is.
A lot of this, we all want to get some sort of message that's a Da Vinci Code secret that proves beyond a shadow of a doubt to you and everyone else that there's life beyond this life. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that's how it works, but it proved it to me. And the really wonderful thing about this for me is that anytime I have doubts, and good Lord, I'm human. I have doubts a lot. We all do. But anytime I start to question mediumship and all of this woo-woo stuff, I have this folder that I shouldn't. Somehow
exactly.
I have it, and it still has the post-it note on it that says for Ken, and it shouldn't. I don't know if it shouldn't exist or it shouldn't be here. I shouldn't have it, and I do. It was in a box that it wasn't in before, and I know that. I have no way of proving it to anybody else, but I know it. And that really set things in motion for me. That set things in motion for me as a believer. Now, I started using a pendulum and connecting with my primary spirit guide. And that was another thing that it's funny. And I've talked to other people who have been on spiritual paths, metaphysical paths, and all our stories are different, but a lot of the steps are the same because it's been like, okay, well, I can accept this part. I'll believe this, but the rest of this is too much. And then, okay, well, I'll believe this and this, but that's it. I can't.
Yeah.
The rest, it's a bridge too far. And then something else happens and, okay, well, I'll believe these three things, but that's it. And until you just are ready to accept it. And with the pendulum, I picked out a pendulum. I was told that this was another tangible way to connect to spirit. And I wanted to believe that, but I never heard of this kind of thing before. And I had this one pendulum in my pocket, and I was outside of our home waiting for the dogs to come back from doing their dog business. And I took the pendulum out for some reason, and it started to spin, to rotate, and it was moving into the wind.
Wow.
And I was like, okay, I don't know how that's happening. I know I'm not making it move, certainly not on purpose.
Nope.
It's doing this on its own, and it's going into the wind, which it shouldn't be able to do either. So I became a big believer in pendulums, and now I have dozens. I have lots. I don't even want to think about how much I have spent on pendulums. But you know, when the metaphysical path starts to open for you, you want to know everything. You want it all. And we apply our humanness to all of it. And I felt like everyone I connected to needed their own pendulum. And once I started doing that, then I started to feel like, well, they have to now, because it's not fair that somebody else. I had somebody who popped in who had been around enough that I thought maybe they wanted to be a guide. And their response to me before I just knew they were there. And they said to me, so when do I get a rock on a string? And I just thought, okay, everybody gets one. Everybody gets one.
I like it.
But it's a really great feeling to know that you're not alone.
Mm-hmm.
It's a wonderful feeling to know that those that you have loved, those that you have shared some part of your life with, those that have mattered to you, aren't extinguished.
Mm-mm.
They didn't just walk off the stage and they're gone forever.
Nope.
They're still around. They're probably hanging around you. Maybe not always, but when you think about them. Yeah. And this all happened for me in a relatively short period of time, that I went from being a skeptic to not just a believer, but someone with mediumship abilities.
Yeah.
And it was very overwhelming. And I thought I was crazy lots of times. I still do sometimes. That may or may not be related.
You're not crazy. Trust me. Well,
I appreciate you saying that.
No, you're not.
But I thought, This is really wonderful, and I want to share my story, which I think is also on the About Us part of the website. But I wanted I want to share it, not just because I have a cool story, but because we all go on. Love doesn't die. Mm-hmm. And I think that's so important. I still grieve for people I've lost. Even though I know that, you know, they're still around, it's not the same. I can't call up my dad, or I don't get a text from my dad.
That's right.
You know, I can't.
That's the hard part.
Yeah.
But you can always send a telegram up. You can talk to them at any time. And you usually will get a good sign after that, or a dream visit or something. They'll pop in, or you just feel them around.
And all of this is stuff that I have been thinking about lately. And I thought, I feel like it's time to do something so that not just my story, but this whole idea that we all go on, that love never dies. I feel like it's important, and I want to get it out to more people. And that's why. That's the big thing that is behind our move that's coming
to a larger audience. Yes.
Yeah. Because I want everybody who's searching to be able to find this.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's another thing, because when you are listening to podcasts, or you're searching for podcasts, and you're looking for, if you're looking for a metaphysical podcast, ours might pop up.
Mm-hmm.
And it, might pop up because you need to hear something that we have to say.
That's right.
Or that it'll help you. I hope that it brings some comfort. It's not a cure all. It's not going to make you stop missing anybody, but
it really does help.
Yeah. My hope is that it will. I guess I have to sort of mention that Blog Talk has been a little unreliable lately. We've had trouble accessing it when we're supposed to be doing a show. Listeners have had trouble accessing or being able to call in, and
calls have dropped. We've lost all our calls.
Sometimes they can't hear us. Yeah. Sometimes we can't hear them. I haven't done any calls through Zoom before. I'm hoping that that's not going to follow us around, that problem isn't going to, but
yeah,
we'll find out on the next one.
And we'll have some people joining us on Zoom also, correct?
Yeah, yes.
They often is there.
We'll have the opportunity for you to hop in on Zoom with your camera on or off, your choice.
Right.
But we'll have the opportunity for you to join us that way, and we'll have a phone number if you just want to call in, if you have a question, or when we have time to do free readings, mini readings, that you can do that. But this is also going to free us up to do some more things. And whether it's some interviews, whether it's some classes, whatever it might be, it's something that we'll be able to do more easily. And I hope it's more easily. And I hope with doing it more and more that you will get used to it, and then it won't be. And I know change is tough, and if you don't regularly use Zoom, this could be, I don't want to say scary, but new technology is tricky. And if you haven't been using Zoom, it might be. Maybe I should make a little thing on how to do it.
Absolutely. It's easy as anything. I'm in my 70s, and I learned it. And I learned it in about a day.
Yeah.
So it's user-friendly. It's very simple.
It is very simple. And I don't mean to be talking down to anybody who's like, I do 27 Zoom calls a day. Yeah, I know.
Well, a lot of people do, and then others won't touch it. I have friends and acquaintances and people I know who some people just won't do it. But that's their choice.
I have friends who won't get on Facebook.
Yeah.
Who just, I'm not going to do it.
Absolutely. And
it would be fun if they were on just to check in with them once in a while.
Yeah.
But you know, it's not for everybody. And, you know, and nothing that we talk about here is for everybody.
That's right.
And,
that need us will find us.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping. I've eaten up a lot of this episode talking just about me, and I didn't even get into the music stuff. I'll save that for another time.
Oh, the music stuff.
Yeah, the music stuff.
Tell them about the music stuff. I mean, that's your biggest gift. And people love it. Music messages.
When all this was opening up for me and I was using pendulums, as I was just talking about, I was in a psychic shop and I had my one pendulum for my primary spirit guide. And I thought, okay, I'm set. Got my rock on a string for my spirit guide. I don't know how much of this I can accept, but I'm trying. And I know that there are dead people around and all that stuff. And somebody was talking about having more than one guide. And I thought, and I was like, what? I'm just, you know, getting used to this one rock on a string. What are you talking about? And they said, well, and then there was a woman there who was also a very gifted medium. And she said, well, I picked up another pendulum just to see what it was. And I'm all about Christmas. So the first pendulum I had was red. So this one was green and it was spinning. The energy felt different. And I don't know how to describe it more than that.
You knew it was someone else controlling
it. It was a similar rock, just a different color, same kind of chain, but there was some, it just felt different. And somebody had a, I think they called them a pendulum board that had letters in a big circle.
Oh.
And it had been, blessed or, and saged or whatever. So it wasn't, it wasn't like I was using a Ouija board. And right. I asked the new pendulum to spell out its name. And I don't want to get into name dropping, so I'm not gonna drop
no,
the name.
Do it.
No.
You can't, come on, you can't do that to people.
All right, so it spelled out Jerry. Five letters. J-E-R-R-Y. And I didn't know anyone named Jerry. And I haven't had any relatives named Jerry. I didn't know anybody in school named Jerry. When I was in second grade, I had a friend whose name was Gerald, but we all called him Gerald. But that was the closest I could think of to anybody named Jerry. And I couldn't think of who this could be. And one of the questions I asked was, do I know you or did I know you? And it said, yes. And it was, I couldn't figure it out. And then this woman who was a really gifted medium, she may still be, I don't know. This was somebody else and she had moved away shortly after this and I lost track. But anyway, she turned and she said, it's Jerry Garcia. I can see him standing next to you.
There you go.
And I was stunned. And I also felt weird and kind of guilty because I had never been a big Grateful Dead fan. So I didn't understand why he would be there for me. I mean, there were a long list of musical people that I could have thought of that I would have, oh, sure, that makes sense. But I didn't understand. And I sort of still don't, but it's okay. My wife says I should have made her come on here. My wife says that she thinks for the other side, for singers and musicians, that I'm kind of like a lighthouse that draws
them. Yeah, lightning rod too.
Yeah. But that's how it started, and the floodgates really opened after that. And I started hearing from lots of singers and musicians, and it was very overwhelming. It made me think I was nuts.
No, what am I gonna love music?
And
you love music.
Yes, that is true.
That's
but
why.
It just seemed I'd never heard of anything like this before, and I was new to it all, and I was still trying to grapple with that my dead grandfather that I never met sent me a picture that shouldn't exist, and that I have a rock on a string for my primary guide who is a twin brother from another life. And we have gone through the centuries being primary guides for each other. And this is a lot of information from somebody who did not have this background and wasn't looking for this. And it was very overwhelming. I just felt like I was drowning in spirituality, and I didn't know what to do. And I remember when someone else had come through and I was trying to get them to spell out their name, and I got two letters and I knew who it was, and I was stunned and asked, why do you want to work with me? And the response I got was, why not?
There you go. Why not?
And you know, and that's another one of those things that I can't prove that to anybody. I mean, anybody who was there that particular night when it spelled out, why not? I guess that's sort of proof, although I was using a pendulum and the energy would direct it to different letters.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess if you didn't know, you might have thought that I was somehow manipulating it. I'm not that good. I don't have that kind of hand-eye coordination that I could get it to go to the right letters to spell out anything. But
right.
But having somebody say, you know, why not? And I talked to other people. I took psychic development classes and other people who were starting on their paths and maybe had a guide or two or three would be shocked that I knew what many of my guides looked like, because I knew who they were. But I had never heard of anybody talking about connecting with celebrities, famous people. And I thought, and you know, I've been obviously hesitant in dropping any names, because I feel like it sounds like a scam. It sounds, well, to somebody who doesn't follow this kind of stuff, whatever, to suggest that that Jerry Garcia is one of my guides, that sounds far-fetched. It sounds crazy. And I get that. And as this was all opening, I didn't know what I was going to do with this. Was I going to, I can't just, you know, invite people to call in so that Elvis can give you some life advice. If you have a problem, call into Psychic Tapestry and Ken is going to relay a message to you from Frank Sinatra.
That would
be pretty cool, but I don't feel comfortable suggesting that I could do that, but that doesn't seem to really be what's for me, or at least not yet.
Tell them what you do.
The way that I work is that I get songs in my head that are messages, and sometimes they're from the person that sang them, and sometimes they're not. They're just appropriate. And that's taken me a long time to figure out. And I know there are a lot of mediums who have different. Well, everybody is different. Everybody does it differently. I remember when this was all opening for me, I subscribed to John Edwards. It's not a Patreon group. I can't remember what it's called now. And forgive me, John, if you're listening. I got a lot out of it. And one of the videos that I was watching, he was talking about flowers and what different flowers meant for him, and that he would see a certain kind of flower and that meant a birthday, or a certain kind of flower and that meant congratulations or love or I'm sorry or all these different things. And I remember watching that thinking, I don't know anything about flowers. I can't do this. Flowers doesn't mean anything to me, but songs
do.
Songs do, and that's the language that I use. And I've had people who have called in, and I don't always know what they mean, but when I don't, usually the caller does. I remember somebody who had called and they asked about something else, and I said, I don't know why, but I'm getting Ray Charles and Georgia on my mind. And she sort of, because she had family, she was calling from New York. She had family in Georgia who were encouraging her to move, and she didn't think she should. And that's what came out. So that's when we're doing this podcast, we do mini readings. Mm-hmm. And I will have a streaming player going in the background, and you don't hear it, because as this goes out to lots of streaming sites, they'll take it down for us having copyrighted music on it. So mm-hmm. I can't play it on here, but I can. But what I do is I start these things shuffling before we start, and I invite my angels and guides to give me the song that's for you. And I do that before we start. And then when we take your call, I see what's playing and I know somehow.
Yeah. You interpret it then.
Yeah.
What the meaning is, and it's relevant to them.
And sometimes I am right on. They said that makes so much sense. I get it. And sometimes I am not, but it means something to them immediately. And sometimes I'm honest and I say, you know what? I have no idea what this means. And sometimes they know and sometimes they don't. And sometimes they don't, but they know later.
Yep. They know later.
We've had people who have called back in and said, I had no idea what that meant. And then a week later, something happened and I was like, oh, that's what it meant. I met this guy and it was exactly that song. But that's, I get songs all the time. I remember when this was starting and I was getting the song that the Beach Boys did called I Can Hear Music. And I thought, oh boy, can I? Oh, yes, I can.
Yes, you can.
And I wasn't ever sure if I was going to talk about that either. But since I did, we got a call, at least one, from someone who did connect with, I think she connected with George Harrison. And she felt similarly to the way that I felt when this all started to happen for me, that she didn't want to tell anybody because it seemed kind of like when you talk about past lives and someone tells you how they were George Washington or they were, you know, somebody famous. And you're like, yeah, sure you were.
Yeah.
when you were probably a goat herder who didn't even have a name. But it's like that kind of, it feels a little bit like that kind of thing when you're saying that, yeah, I talked to Frank Sinatra has been a big one for me. He's been very helpful and very funny and very patient. When I was meditating 10 years ago, maybe, I had been thinking about the lottery, as I often do. And before I even saw him in the meditation, I heard his voice telling me that that was a pipe dream, kid. And I wasn't expecting anything. I was thinking this weekend about stopping at a grocery store or somewhere to pick up the Powerball and the Mega Millions were both up really high. And I thought, you know, why not? And in my car, I have my phone plugged in so that my psychic jukebox playlists are going. Frank came on twice, back to back, with the same song, I've Got You Under My Skin. And I noticed it the second time it was playing. I was like, didn't that just play? And I checked, and it did, but it was from another album. So it was two different versions playing back to back. And when I noticed it, the line was, don't you know, you fool, you never can win. And I thought, okay, I get it. All right. I'll keep that money. I won't do that. Okay. You know, a lot of people think that you're going to get a message from the other side and it's some kind of monumental, life altering message that you're going to get. And a lot of times you get, I love you and I'm sorry. Mm-hmm.
And I'm proud
so
of you.
So proud of you. Mm-hmm. That's the kind of stuff. And that sounds, coming from the right person, it sounds wonderful. And it also sounds very generic. But what I've also found is that a lot of those in spirit and angels too have quite the sense of humor.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember one time when I was having a really bad week. And I told them all to leave me alone. I'm done with this. Go haunt somebody else. I'm finished. And I got blaring in my head, Rickrolled, very loud. Never going to give you up. Never going to let you down. And it's funny. It was annoying at the time because I was in such a bad mood. But it's funny now. And I think a lot of times people are afraid to laugh at spiritual stuff. I don't think Frank was mad at me. I have thought sometimes that he might be, but I don't think he was mad at me that I was going to pick a lottery ticket. I think he was just trying to bang some sense into my head. You know, it's one thing if you go and you get one and it's for fun, but if you're getting it out of desperation, it's not a career move. And I feel like that's what he's trying to get through my very hard head. Don't you know, you fool, you never can win.
It's a very big long shot. It really is.
It is. But it's very funny. And a lot of this, if I would allow myself, a lot of it is funny. But yes, because it's such a fragile kind of topic about death and those on the other side, that we're sort of programmed not to laugh. Okay, one more story and then I'll wrap this up. One of the early pendulums that I got was for my grandfather after this whole picture thing happened. And my wife and I played hooky one day. We went, I don't even remember where we went, but we went away and I called in sick. And I never do that. So I was very worried about it as the weekend wore on. And I happened to have my grandfather's pendulum with me. So I asked, am I going to get in trouble? And he said, yes. And I said, they know that I'm not sick? And it was yes. Am I going to get in a lot of trouble? And it was bigger yes. I said, am I going to get fired? And it was a huge yes. And then it turned and it went diagonal, which for me is laughing.
Oh, yes. He's playing with
me. Yeah, he was playing with me. And, you know, most people don't like to laugh about connections with dead people, but that was funny. It wasn't funny at the time. Well, maybe after a little bit, but it was funny. And I don't know that my grandfather has anything to do with music, but that's not why we're connected. But people like to say that spirit doesn't lie. And but they might mess with you.
Oh, yeah.
Just to have some fun. Because I don't feel like he was lying to me that they were going to fire me. I think he was just sort of needling me about how I was losing this nice weekend by just stressing out about something that I didn't need to stress out about.
That's right.
So anyhow, Psychic Tapestry is continuing on and will be or try to be everywhere.
Oh, wow.
Well,
can't wait.
we'll be in a lot of places.
Yes, you will.
Again, our social media is facebook.com/psychictapestry and at Psychic Tapestry on Twitter. I don't post a lot, so I don't think you'll be sorry if you follow us. We're not going to suddenly eat up your feed.
No.
But that's a great way to be able to keep up with the new shows till everybody gets used to it.
Yeah.
And really, if you just want to listen, you'll be able to subscribe on your favorite streaming service. And then you'll get like a little notification whenever you go on there that we had a new episode drop so that you can go listen to it. So it doesn't have to be Tuesday night. It can be whenever. You'll have that option. Keep your eyes peeled or go to, if social media is not your thing, you can go keep an eye on our website at psychictapestry.com. And there will be info there. There's a calendar that I apologize I haven't been using, but I haven't been using because I never knew if the Blog Talk Radio shows, I got tired of deleting it and then putting it for the next week and then deleting it. And it was just frustrating. So I didn't do that. But now I'm going to try and get back into that. And it'll be on the calendar with the member ID. And when we have the phone number, so you can call in.
Perfect.
And that's it. And we'll be back in a couple weeks. And I'm going to make Tony tell you all kinds of stuff, starting with how we got together. And then she has some amazing stories about her path and her books. And the books are really how we got connected.
Yeah.
But I don't want to spoil it. So come back. Tony, thank you for really sitting here while I talk for an hour.
Oh, it was fun. I love listening. That was very good. Good intro.
Well, thank you.
Psychic Tapestry.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And thanks to everybody for listening. And I hope that that we don't lose you. I hope that you'll be able to follow along and stay connected to us for as long as you want. Yeah. We'll be here.
As long as we can.
Yes. Obviously, there weren't any readings tonight, but we're going to try and get the readings back next time. If you don't want to wait, you can go to psychictapestry.com and click on our teachers and healers, and you can book private readings, or you can just kind of hang in there for a couple of weeks when we come back.
Yeah.
So Tony, thanks again. And thanks everybody for listening, and take care of yourself, and remember to tell people close to you that you love them. And we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Bye.